time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Tonight I want you to call Jesus by all the names you know him. Call him King of Kings. Call him Lord of Lords. Call him Lion of Judah. Call him the I Am that I Am. Call him by all the names you know, and he will stand still for you. Go ahead, eulogize him. Call him by all the names you know. Call him the I Am that I Am, the Ancient of Days. Call him the Alpha. Call him the Omega. Call him the beginning and the ending. Call him Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Call him the Rock of Ages. Call him the Way, the Truth, the Life. Call him the Lamb of God. Call him the Lord of Hosts, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Call him the King of Glory. Call him the Great Rabboni, the Teacher of Teachers. Call him the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Call him the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. Call him Jesus. Call him Savior. Call him Healer. Call him Provider. Call him Deliverer. Call him the Shepherd of my soul. Call him my husband, my owner, my maker, my redeemer, my soon coming king. Call him the light of the world. Call him the word from the beginning. Call him the Ancient of Days. Call him by all the names you know. The unchangeable changer. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh yes, he's the son of David. He's the son of the giant killer. He's the son of the great musician. The son of the great prophet. The son of the poet. Call him. Call him Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. There's no one like you. The Almighty God. You're the Ancient of Days. You're the I Am that I Am. You're the unchangeable Lord. I bless your holy name. You're the Most High God. You're higher than the highest. You're greater than the greatest. You're the best of all. Oh yes, you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. You are the resurrection and life. I bless your holy name. I give you all glory, I give you all honor. I know who you are. You are the Almighty. I know who you are. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Word of God. You are the Wisdom of God. You are the Power of God. You are the Righteousness of God. We bless your holy name. You are the firstborn from among the dead. I bless your holy name. I bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. You have a name that's above every other name. That's your name. Every name must bow. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you. Because I know who you are. You are the Counselor. You are the Mighty God. You are the Everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the one who can never fail. You are the one who can never lie, because you are the truth. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The I Am that I Am, the Ancient of Days, the causeless cause of all causes. We bless your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We give you all glory. Arise, O Lord, tonight. Even as your children are calling your name. Arise, O Lord, and take your place. Hallelujah, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, my daddy. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father.
Blessed be your holy name. Wonderful counselor. Mighty God. Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the ending. The one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come. The Almighty. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, the Maker, the Creator, my Builder, the Great Architect. I bless your holy name. Give you all glory. Thank you, Light of the World. Thank you because your light shines in darkness and darkness cannot overcome it. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship.
I will praise him for everlasting, everlasting, everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Let us praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Let us praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Brothers, praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Sisters, praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him. Everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Jesus is Lord from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
You are wonderful. You are good. You are kind. You are just beautiful. There's no one like you. You are best. You are greatest. You are highest. You are richest. You are oldest. You are strongest. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. When you speak, it is done. Thank you for all that you've done during this convention. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Father, thank you so much. Almighty God, thank you so much. The I am that I am, thank you so much. Lord Jesus, thank you so much. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We just want to say thank you. That's all we want to say. We don't have other words to use. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Exodus chapter 33. Exodus 33, verse 18 to 23. I'm speaking to you this morning on the ultimate reward. The ultimate reward. Exodus 33. Verse 18 to 23. And he said, that is Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, that is God said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Here was a man called Moses, a favorite of the Most High God, a sanctified person, someone set apart for the King of Glory. For 40 years, they've been working together. He's been hearing the voice of the Lord. God himself said that when I'm dealing with other prophets, I speak to them in dreams and visions. But when it comes to Moses, I speak to him mouth to mouth. Like I told you earlier during the convention, that means occasionally God even kisses Moses. They speak mouth to mouth. And then all of a sudden, God said to Moses, Moses, you've done this much for me, leading my people for 40 years. And these people are very difficult people to lead. You've suffered a lot in their hands. What can I do for you? What is your special request? What's the best thing you want me to do for you? Moses said, Lord, only one thing. Just one thing. Show me your glory. After all, we are friends. You can see me, I can't see you. I hear your voice. I feel your presence. I want to see you. And God said, Moses, the one thing you have asked for is the one thing I can give you. Because if you see my face, you will die. He said, because we are so friendly, because we are so close, because you have set yourself apart unto me completely for these 40 years, this is what I will do. I will hide you inside a rock. I will cover your face with my hand. And then I will pass by. And just as I'm about to disappear, I will remove my hand. Whatever little you see should be enough for you. I mean, you hide me in a rock. Cover my face with your hand. How much is there left to see? But then Moses said, half bread is better than nothing. And he saw just a glimpse of the backside of the Almighty God. And from that day onward, his face shone like the sun. So much so that when Joshua saw him coming, you know, Joshua was his servant. They used to sleep together. When Joshua saw who was coming, Joshua ran. When the children of Israel saw who was coming, they scattered. So Moses said, what's strange about me? Then suddenly he realized that now his face is like the face of the sun. So he had to get a veil. And from that day, he covered his face before he could speak to the people. All he saw was just a glimpse of the Almighty God. But this morning I'm here to tell you that there are some people here now who will not see just a glimpse of God, but they will see God himself. When you go through the scriptures, you will find that those who are really wise, I mean wise people, people that God himself will call wise, they don't pursue things of this world. They pursue the Almighty God. Why? Because they know that when you are pursuing the things of this world, you are pursuing shadows. But when you are pursuing the Almighty God, then you are pursuing substance. And if you get the substance, automatically the shadow will follow. Jesus Christ said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, how many things? All these things will be added. Unto you. There should be nothing that should be greatest in this desire of every child of God other than that finally, when I leave this world, I will see God. The ultimate reward that God has in store for those who are determined to serve him in holiness and purity is that on the last day, they will see him. You know, it is an interesting story when you read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 16. Matthew 2, verse 1 to 16. The Bible says when Jesus Christ was born, wise men from the east. What kind of men? I can't hear you. Not foolish men. Came from the east. And if you study that story very carefully, they traveled 2 years to get to where Jesus was. They were wealthy men. extremely rich. I mean, for you to be able to travel, to leave your business behind, and travel 2 years to come, and 2 years to go back, you must be rich. They were very wealthy people, but they were also very wise. The moment they saw the star, because of their tremendous wisdom, they knew immediately, the King of Glory is born. Oh God, in our own lifetime, God has come down among men. We will go and see him. And they prepared it for a long journey. They traveled 2 years before they finally arrived. And when they saw Jesus, they were so full of joy. They fell on their faces before him. They worshipped him. They gave him presents. They went back home rejoicing. My prayer today is that all of us who are determined to serve the Almighty God all our lives in holiness and purity, we shall see God. Amen. We've learned during this week of all the tremendous advantages of being holy. Divine healing, divine health, prosperity beyond your wildest dreams, lending to nations, never borrowing, enemies smitten before your face, victory without a fight, etc. We've learned so much this past week. The most beautiful thing that can ever happen, the greatest reward, the ultimate reward, is that you see God. Why? I know, for example, that I am excited about seeing God because there are so many things about God that I find a bit difficult to understand. For example, 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. 1 John 4 verse 8 says, God is love. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 says, God is light. Absolute light. In him there is no darkness at all. That's right. I can imagine someone that is so wonderful that they call him love. Someone so glorious, they call him absolute light. And just while I'm trying to get used to these two, suddenly you come across Hebrews 12 verse 29. Hebrews 12, 29 says, our God is a consuming fire. One moment they say, God is love. Another moment they say, God is pure light, absolute pure light. And the next moment they say, God is consuming fire. I think I want to see this person, who is this fantastic combination. And one day I know I am going to see him. But then, to me, the most important thing about us seeing God is found in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 says, when we see him, we shall be like him. Oh, glory be to God. In other words, a day is coming when every bit of me will be like Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? The power, the glory, the wisdom, the understanding, the ability, everything that is summed together and is called Jesus, Son of God. The Bible says, when we see him, we shall be like him. I remember that day when Jesus Christ took Peter, James, and John to the Mount of Transfiguration, and he just showed them a little bit of his glory. What was it Peter said? He said, Lord, don't let us go away from here. Let's stay here permanently. The Lord said, no, there's work to be done yet. We are still going downhill to go and cast out some demons. But a day is coming, my brothers and my sisters. We will see him. It's not only our faces that will shine. It is our entire body. We will be like him. That is why in the same 1 John chapter 3 verse 3, 1 John chapter 3 verse 3, it says, anyone who has this hope in him, anyone who wants to see him and become like him, will purify himself even as he is pure. Hebrews 12 verse 14 says, without holiness, no man shall see God. Brethren, this past week we've been talking about holiness. We've been talking about holiness for several reasons. One of the major reasons why God chose the theme, holiness, for this year, not only because it's our 20th anniversary as General Overseer, and that when we started with holiness, Thank God we are still talking about holiness. But because for some of us, unimaginable prosperity is on the way. You don't need to believe me. When it happens, you shall see. It's going to happen to those who believe me anyway. And then those who don't believe will see it happening. But do you know that prosperity without holiness makes you a ram for the slaughter? I wrote a tract almost 30 years ago. The title is Ram for the Slaughter. And I told the story of the ram that our friends, the Muslims, use for their Ilaya ceremony, whatever word is for Ilaya. They bride the ram, bring the ram in, but 3 or 4 days before the celebration, and little children go around the ram, washing it, scrubbing it, feeding it, dancing around it, and the ram will look at himself and say, oh my, what a special ram I must be. Look at how popular I am. Food in the morning, food in the afternoon, food in the evening. I don't even have to go and look for food. They bring it to me. Before I ask for water, water has come. Look at me. I'm so beautiful. Getting regular bath every day. The bath I never got before, I mean, since I was born. Oh, what a prosperous ram. Not knowing that 3 days later, it will be roasting. If you prosper without holiness, you are like a ram for the slaughter. That is why I am begging you for the last time during this convention. Make up your mind. Decide now. For the rest of my life, I will live holy. Then you will prosper. Then you will live in health. Then you will have victory without a fight. Then whatsoever you touch will prosper. Then any direction you turn, ways will open. Then your cup will be running over with anointing. And finally, you will then see God. Now, not many of us will say, sir, I've had this said to me before, this your own is too much. Don't you know that God understands that we are ordinary flesh? How can we be holy all the time? It's not possible. If anybody tells you that, you can look at the fellow straight in the face and say, I'm sorry, because you've made up your mind you are going to hell. I didn't write the Bible. God did. The one who owns the heavens says, you want to come to my heaven? You must be holy. No compromise. Oh, the standard is too high. I'm sorry, that's the standard of the Most High God. And one thing I know is this. If you want to live holy, you can. If you don't want to live holy, that's a different matter. But if you want to, you can. How do I know? The next time somebody comes to you and says it is not possible to live holy, ask the fellow, which of the commandments can you not keep? Don't kill. Does it mean that you can kill? Oh no, I'm a child of God. Even before I became born again, I didn't commit murder. God said, thou shalt not steal. Of course, I mean, in our family there are no thieves. Don't covet other people's properties. What is it that they have that God cannot provide for me? Honor your father and your mother, of course. I mean, ask my parents, they would tell you. I am the most humble, most respectful of all children. Thou shalt have no other gods beside me. I have never worshipped an idol even before I became born again. Now that I'm born again, only God is my God. And then which of the 10 commandments that you cannot keep? And they tell you, thou shalt not commit adultery. That's the only one. That is the only problem. All those who say it's not possible to live, that is the only problem they have. That is the only problem they have. But then sit them down and ask them a question. Why? Like several of them have said to me before, you are a pastor. You don't see what's going on.
I mean, if you go around the city of Lagos, you see all these beautiful girls, scantily dressed. I mean, with all these beauties around, you want to do some sampling? And my answer had always been, suppose you are very hungry, seriously hungry, and then you find a table, beautifully set, and on the table is a beautiful dish. That's for me, just inviting, seriously inviting. And somebody says, oh, the food is available if you want to eat. And you say, oh, thank you, I am hungry. And then you get to the dish, and you open it. And inside was excreta. Will you see it? Answer me. Why not? Because excreta is poison. Because if you eat excreta, you will die. And the Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The word of God made it clear, you commit adultery, I will not send an angel to deal with you, I will do it myself. He said, anybody who defies my body, my temple, him will I destroy. My brothers and my sisters, just make up your mind that from today, I will not eat poison. That's all. Sin is poison. It's a simple matter. You will just make a decision that from today it is settled, and the power of the Almighty God will be there to see you through and then keep ahead of you the focus that one day I will see God. And when I see him, I will become like him. How many of you still want to see God? How many of you are determined to live a life of holiness from now on? Let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Finally, there might be some of us who are here, probably coming for the first time to rejoice with your friends who have been ordained today. And you say, what's he talking about? What is holiness? Who can live holy? No, no, we are not talking about you. Who can ask a sinner to live holy? A sinner is called a sinner because he sins. A sinner is called a sinner because sinning is his lifestyle. But I want to warn you, my dear friend, the word of God is clear. Unless you are born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. You will not. You won't see the kingdom of God because you built a church in your village. You won't see the kingdom of God because it is your father that brought Christianity to your town. You won't see the kingdom of God because your pew is specially reserved in the cathedral. You will not see the kingdom of God because of whatsoever thing you have done, except you'll be born again. And I'm sure God brought you here today because he loves you and he doesn't want you to go to hell. He would love to see you in heaven, but you have to make up your mind that today you want to surrender your life to him. If you come to him as you are, he will forgive all your sins and he will give you the power to live as a new creature. Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Shall we stand, please? If there's anyone here today who will say, thank you, Pastor. I think it is me God sent you to talk to. I'm not born again yet. I'm still living in sin. I won't deceive myself. If I die today, unless God does something about it now, I know I won't go to heaven. But I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Will you pray for me that Jesus may save my soul and forgive my sins? Yes, I will, if you will come out now. If there's anyone, whatsoever, who will say, yes, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want him to wash me in his blood. I want him to forgive my sins. I want him to give me the power to live a life of holiness. Come now, and I'll pray with you. I will count only up to 10 because of our time. After 10, I will pray. If you are not out here before I count 10, then I know you are not coming. 1. God bless you as you come. I know there are people that God has been speaking to. I know there are people that God wants to change their lives. 2 now. If you know you want to come and surrender your life to him, you want to say bye-bye to a life of sin, you want to say welcome to a life of holiness, You want to see God on the last day? Come now. Three. The gates of mercy are open wide now. The Lord says, whosoever will come unto me, I will no wise cast out. Come as you are. It doesn't matter how many sins you have committed. His blood will cleanse you and make you absolutely clean. Four now. This is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. The Almighty God knows what he's doing when he asks you to be here this morning. Five now. The Bible tells me that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. There is power mighty in that blood to wash you and make you clean. If somebody like me could become a pastor, then there's nobody that Jesus cannot save. I know how rotten I used to be, but he was merciful unto me just as I gave my life to him, like you are doing now, and he changed everything completely. He will do the same thing for you if you come to him. Six now. Don't forget, I'm going to count up to 10. After that one, I will pray. So if you are not here by the time I say 10, I will assume that you don't want to come, that you have made up your mind that you don't want to go to heaven, that God can do whatever he likes, that you don't care. But if you care, if you want God to be your friend, not your enemy, come now. Seven. And as you come, begin to pray, begin to talk to Jesus and say, Father, I've come to surrender my life to you. I'm just asking you to forgive me. I know I have been living a life of sin, but I want to change. I want to change. I want to become one of your children. I want to live a life of holiness. I want to be able to see you on the last day. Begin to pray as you come. Eight now. Oh yes, the Lord loves you. He has appointed this day as your own day of salvation. Don't miss this opportunity, because there may never be another one. There may never be another one. So come to him now. He's calling you. Tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow might be too late. Eight now. Hurry up. He's still calling you. The door is still open. Don't miss this opportunity. And as you come, begin to pray. Call on him. Say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Save my soul. Keep coming. Keep coming. Nine now. This is the last call. So make sure that you get here before I ever say 10. And those of us who are already sure of our salvation, please stretch your hands towards these people and pray for them. Pray that the Almighty God will save their souls. Pray that God will be merciful unto them. Pray that God will forgive all their sins. Pray for them. Pray that the Almighty God who changed your life will change their lives also. Pray for them that the Almighty God will be merciful unto them. That the King of Glory will look down with mercy upon each and every one of them today and just wash them clean in his mighty blood. Pray that not a single one of them will go to hell because they have come. Pray for them. Pray for them. Ask the Savior to save their souls. Ask God to be merciful unto them. And if they see anyone in the congregation not yet born again, and you want to come forward and the devil is trying to hold you down, you better tell the devil, leave me alone. I want to go and serve my Jesus. Leave me alone. I don't want to serve you, Satan. I want to serve my God. Come now. The Lord is the one calling you. The gates of mercy are open. This is the day of salvation. Come before it is too late. Come before it is too late. Come before it is too late. One day the gates of mercy will close. Is he open now? Come. 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 The Lord is calling you today. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to forgive all your sins. Promise him that from now on you will serve him. Promise him that you will serve him all the days of your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty God. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. If you know you are coming, hurry up. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. This is your day of decision. This is your day of victory. Your day of salvation. Oh, yes, keep coming. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. I know some of you are coming from a long distance, but hurry up. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. thank you, Savior of mankind. Save their souls, every one of them. Every one of them. Every one of them. Save their souls, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, if you are still on your way, keep coming. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. It will still be okay if you arrive before I finish praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to thank you most sincerely for all these your children that have come forward today. Your word says, if any man will come unto me, I will no wise cast out. Now they have come. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Amen. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Amen. Your blood that cleanses from all sins, let the blood cleanse them from all their sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, today, write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Amen. And for the rest of their lives, Father, let them serve you in holiness and purity in Jesus' name. Amen. And as you are saving their souls, Father, solve all their problems also in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. All right, now it is your turn to pray for yourself. And the prayer is simple. The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I want you to cry to the Almighty God. At the end of all my running up and down in this world, I want to see you. Lord, let me see you on the last day. Anything in my life that will not allow me to see you on the last day, Father, take it away from me. Whatever it may be, anything that will block my entrance to heaven, whatever that thing may be, Lord, take it away from me. I want to see you on the last day. I want to see you on the last day. I want to see you on the last day. Father, I want to see you on the last day. Anything in my life, whatever it may be, money, property, position, power, whatever it is, that will not allow me to see you on the last day, Almighty God, take it away from me. Take it away from me. Take it away from me. Doesn't matter. And anything that I will have in future that will take me away from you, don't let me ever have it. I made up my mind, Lord, I will serve you in holiness. I will serve you in purity. I will walk with you in humility for the rest of my life. But please help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Don't let me fall by the wayside. Don't let me fail. Uphold me to the end, Lord. Uphold me to the end. Uphold me to the end. Don't let me fail. Don't let me fall. Assist me, Lord. Assist me. Assist me. Strengthen me. Strengthen me, Lord. Stand by me, my Lord Jesus. Hold me by the right hand and help me. Help me. Don't let me fall. Don't let me fail. Let me serve you to the very end in holiness, in purity, in humility. Having preached to others, Father, don't let me be a castaway. I beg you, my Father. I know your grace will be more than sufficient for me. Please help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Please help me, Lord. Help me to the very end. Let me see you in glory. Let me see you on the last day. Let me see you. Let me become like you. Help me. Don't let me fail. Don't let me fall. Don't let me backslide. Don't let me look behind me. Let me keep on looking unto you, Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Help me, Lord. Assist me. Assist me. Assist me in all ways. Help me, Lord. Just glorify your holy name. By see me through, by helping me all the way, so that on the last day I will be there in your kingdom, reigning with you. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to join hands now. And please pray for the brother and sister on your right or your left. And just say, Father, whatever it's going to cost, in your kingdom, let me see this brother. Let me see this sister. Whatever it's going to cost, my Lord and my God, whatever you have to do, do it, Lord, so that I will see all this, my brethren, in your kingdom. Lord, help me. Whatever it's going to cost, by whatever method, let me see them in your kingdom. Let me see them in your kingdom. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. Let me see all of them, without a single exception, in your kingdom. By whatever method. By whatever method. By whatever method. Let me see them all in your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, finally, brethren, before I pray the closing prayer, there might be one or two people who probably came only today, or some people who, for one reason or the other, in spite of all the prayers of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, still feel that unless the GO prays one more prayer for me, I don't think God will answer me. If there are such people, because as soon as I leave here, I'm sorry I will not be able to attend to you. But if you still want prayers, in spite of all that God has done, come forward now so I can pray for you. And please, after this, don't go and bother my secretary in the office. They will not allow you to come in. It's the last opportunity. Your problems will be over. Talk to God now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we bless your name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. I thank you because with you all things are possible. Whatever may remain in the lives of these your children that is contrary to your will, remove it now in Jesus' name. Anything in their lives that may cause people to say, where is your God? Father, remove it today in Jesus' name. Every miracle they need that will make their joy full, Father, give to them today in Jesus' name. All the prayers that we have said during this convention, Father, let each and every one of them become a testimony. As your children will be going home, Lord, go with them in Jesus' name. On the way, let them meet with peace. At home, let there be peace waiting for them. All your children that have come to this convention, Father, bless them. Let it be well with them. Bless them in the morning. Bless them in the afternoon. Bless them in the evening. Bless them in the night time. Bless them every day. Bless them forever. Everywhere they turn from now on, let doors be opened unto them. Wherever they go, let them find favor with God. Let them find favor with men. Let it be well with them. And in your kingdom, don't let us be found wanting. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas, 77477, or call 281-936-1825, or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 0708-756-9132, or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.